720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Have you ever taken a road trip to Ludington? Brandy Miller represents visitludington.com. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
What a wonderful place to live.
It really is, and it's a great place to visit any time of the year. You know, Ludington is largely known as a beach town along Lake Michigan, but with winter upon us, we wanted to share what's great about visiting Ludington all year round.
See, I love winter road trips, especially if you get the snow before we get the snow, but there's things still to do this fall as well. So let's say we're planning a road trip. We want to get away for the weekend. What do you suggest?
Yeah, well, this time of year, you know, we are kind of just enjoying the holidays, and our downtown really comes alive for the holidays, whether you're here before Christmas or planning to join us after for our big New Year's Eve ball drop. But really, a weekend in Ludington this time of year usually includes checking out our downtown. We've got beautiful shops and boutiques, great restaurants. And this time of year, even if there's not a lot of snow on the ground, there's great opportunities to enjoy the great outdoors, too, whether that's taking a winter hike out at Ludington State Park or jumping on a bike and hitting some of the trails. There's a little bit of something to do all year round here.
And do you suggest a B&B or do you suggest a hotel? Where should we stay?
There are still a lot of great options. You know, in and around downtown, there are some great walkable lodging accommodations. B&Bs are a great option this time of year just because they lend themselves to that kind of cozy weekend atmosphere, and they are all within steps from downtown and some of our attractions nearby. But, you know, we've got your mom-and-pop kind of hotels, independent properties nearby as well, and then some of the larger hotels you'd expect to find or come to rely on in other communities too. So depends on what you're looking for, and I think all of them offer great opportunities, a retreat, especially in the winter months.
You already have me focused on a B&B downtown so I can enjoy the lights and walk to dinner because you have great restaurants and galleries, a lot of art, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the things we hear a lot about Ludington is how surprising it is for a small town to have great dining and such a thriving arts community. Our art center is a great opportunity to catch live music, performances. You can check out the gallery, and they've got a beautiful gift shop with local art that you could take home with you. Downtown, Todd and Brad Reed Photography, a lot of people know them as the father-son photographer duo who take beautiful photographs of Michigan and here in Ludington as well. And then the public art that's available in our community, too. We've got great bronze sculptures throughout the town that really help people understand some of the history and learn about our community while they're here. Murals that depict some of those figures and great moments in our community's history as well. And then live music in and around the downtown in the bars and restaurants all winter long are a great draw. And as you mentioned, we've got great restaurants here, whether you're looking for like a really great high-end fancy meal or want to check out, you know, House of Flavors for some ice cream or a great 50s diner breakfast. We've got everything from that and in between, and some great breweries, too. So if you're here and want to check out great dining and drinking, downtown is where you should be.
So now that we're on the other side of Thanksgiving, tell me about New Year's Eve, because people are making their plans, and this sounds like the place to head to.
Yes. Last year, our New Year's Eve ball drop was named the number one New Year's Eve ball drop in the country, and you know, we beat out, you know, the famous Times Square ball drop in New York City. And I think it's just because it has such a Norman Rockwell feel. We welcome thousands to our downtown. It's a day that starts long before midnight. Our Sandcastle Children's Museum does a New Year's Eve balloon drop for families with children so they don't have to be, you know, staying up late at midnight to watch the ball come down. Our library and many of our boutiques and shops downtown stay open late, offering, you know, great entertainment and small celebrations of their own. And then really the downtown streets fill in shortly after dinner. We've got live music that fill the main intersection of our downtown. We've got a huge ball that sits over top of the main intersection as well throughout the night until we get closer to midnight. And it's all free and open to the public to come and enjoy. And so we do have a beer garden that's available starting at 9 o'clock that night. But live music, dancing, the ball descends right at midnight, and it's followed by a really spectacular fireworks display right overhead downtown Ludington. And it's quite a show and a welcome to the new year. So, yes, there's great opportunities to check out Ludington before and after the ball drop, and great post-parties as well. So it's quite a celebration here, and we make a really big deal about it. This year will be our 16th annual event, and it's, like I said, it's just something, there's something very, like, strong sense of community and tradition, and you're standing with friends and neighbors and strangers and just welcoming the new year in such a special way.
It sounds so fun. It really sounds like a great place to be, because I would never want to go to New York and watch the ball drop with a bazillion other people. This sounds fantastic. You've sold me. So how do people find out more information?
So all of the information is at our website, pureludington.com. We've got all the other pre- and post-activities that are happening in and around the main event, more things to do that weekend, and everything can be found right there, pureludington.com.
That's Brandy Miller from pureludington.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Brandy.
Yes, thanks for having me.